Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It is season 10, episode 5, on the road. We are one short missing Mr. Bobby tonight. But please, before we get started, go follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at AfterBuzzTV, and you can find all of these podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, you name it. I'm Sterling Cates, and you can find me on Twitter at Sterling Cates.
Hello, I'm Francesca, and you can find me on Twitter at XOXOCESCA.
Hey guys, I'm Nicholas Grava, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Nicholas Grava.
All right, well, let's get on into it. So another episode of The Kardashians. Mm-hmm. We see a little bit of Kim. Her storyline was like 10 minutes long, but so we'll talk about that in a second. And then we've got Kylie and Chris and Khloé and what seemed like very unnecessary drama with
Highly unnecessary drama.
Yeah. I felt like the title of this episode should have been awkward.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of awkwardness.
For no reason, though, right? Like, I felt like it was really unnecessary. But we'll talk about that in a second. Let's start off with Kim. So we've seen the season that she has her video game, and she's been pretty involved with it. It looks like, and she's very proud of it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But now she's been asked to do an interview at this tech conference,
right?
Which is very out of the ordinary for her. She usually, you know, sticks her own script. She's not really involved with the tech world. What did you guys think about that?
I thought she said her mother's advice was to to back out, to not
setting
do it.
You up. Yeah, like, they're setting you up. Setting
thanks
you
for
up.
The support, Chris.
Like, right? Which seemed a little aggressive. I don't think that would be the case. Although the woman asking the questions did seem to be asking some provocative, in a way, questions that she was looking, I think, for trying to catch her in a corner or in something. Like, I didn't like that.
Well, from a manager's perspective with Chris, like, I get why you might not want to put Kim in that position.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she does get a lot of, you know, flack for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, she feels like she's setting herself up for failure, then maybe she shouldn't do it. But I thought that she handled it really well. It was a good interview.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's a little weird that she got asked to speak at this tech conference. But maybe that's just how they framed it in the episode to make us also feel like, this is kind of weird. Why is she being asked to do this? It might have, like, that particular talk might have been not very techy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because after the fact, she was like, how did I do? I seemed so, she was like, yeah, you seem pretty savvy. And I'm like, you didn't really talk much about tech. You talked about how you tweet while you're, like, jet lag.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it wasn't, like, hard-hitting facts about the tech world. Or, like, she doesn't, you know, she said, I feel very prepared, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it didn't seem like she did much research necessarily.
Biggest word I heard was twit-pick.
Yeah,
that was the only, like, big word that she hit.
Should it be pink or light pink?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't like, you know me, I love Kim. But I did think she did handle herself well, because what was the first question she asked again?
Why do you think people don't take you seriously?
Like,
wow, way to start an interview.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense to ask that at an interview that she wouldn't necessarily do. And they had gotten a lot of tweets and comments on whatever the posting was, that they were like, why is she being interviewed at the same place Steve Jobs was interviewed? And I get that kind of, but it's just a different angle of it. Like, she definitely is using social media and
The mobile world.
And she's kind of attacking it head front. She's making a lot of money from it. So I think she is, you know, a reliable or a experienced person to be interviewed.
Yeah, I agree. I think the people there are pretty stubborn against what they want and what they expect to be there. But you're right. Like, her Twitter following, her Instagram following, the way she uses social media, how she gets business deals from it, and even her successful game does get her to the table of sitting there, whether they want to admit it or not.
I mean, people can talk as much crap about mm-hmm. Kim that they want. But at the end of the day, she is making bank, and she has so many followers. Like, whatever she's doing it right.
Right.
I was, earlier, I was posting a picture on Instagram. This is a little side note. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know if I should post this. Like, I don't know. You know when you kind of, like, go back and forth mm-hmm. about, like, you know, like, if it's not the right filter, the right picture, or whatever. And my roommate was just like, well, you know, Kim says that she just doesn't have any rhyme or reason to it. She just posts what she wants to post, so I think you should just do it. And I was like,
who said that?
My roommate. I was like, words to live by from Kim Kardashian. Thank you so much for that. I'm just going to post
it. Did you post it?
I did post
wow,
it.
Wow, good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah,
I posted a risky Kim's one, too, today. Only got 40 likes. Wasn't
oh,
really,
I got to go check it.
Clearly didn't work
well,
out.
Everyone go find Nicholas.
Yeah, at Nicholas Grava, give some love. Shoot. Like. Did you guys hear, I don't know if this could be an absolute lie, but I read something on Twitter that said Kim employed her own selfie editor for like $150,000 a year. That's someone that would just strictly edit her
Can
selfies.
Can I have that job?
Right, I would love that job. I wouldn't be surprised also, and I feel like that could maybe be a Kanye influence.
Oh, he does man,
that.
Yeah.
They hire the paparazzis. And,
yeah.
You know, so. I was going to say, they are, I mean, we always talk about this all the time, how big their name is, and, you know, I mean, they're just huge. Mm-hmm. And if you look at a lot of celebrities, they never break, or rarely do they break, like, a million likes. The Kardashians always get over a million likes on Instagram.
Their social media game is strong. Just because people are curious.
It's strong.
People are curious. They just want to know what's happening. And I mean, I'm guilty of it, and everyone who watches this after show knows that I'm, like, stalk the Kardashians' Instagrams, and I always talk about it. So, I mean, like I said, whatever they're doing it right.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can't hate on that, for sure. But yeah, so, anything else about this Kim tech world? It seems like she has more ideas for the future. It's like she said, future is mobile.
Her stores. their fashion. She already started integrating that with the app, you know, designing what her characters look like and the everything looks like. So it only makes sense that they have, you know, Dash and other stores that they're going to take, like, those stores into mobile land.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it makes, and everything is kind of going in that way anyway, right. with apps. So there's got to be a Dash app coming if there isn't already.
You know what I was thinking about earlier today was that, can you imagine when we were growing up, there wasn't social media? And, like, now, like, it's so normal. Like, just how crazy it is that it's just changed in a matter of, like, a decade.
It's absurd when I think...
Well, I feel like it just kind of happened overnight.
It feels like it. Feels I mean, like Instagram's only, like, 4 or 5 years old, really.
Right? Like, that's crazy.
Well, I didn't even have Instagram... Like, I didn't have Instagram in college, which seems weird to me. Like, the only thing I have was Facebook, and you needed a college email address to sign up on Facebook. And now my little cousins have, like, Instagrams. They're in second grade.
Right.
And I'm like, are you kidding?
I think this kind of bleeds into Kylie and, like, our issue with Kylie and Chris mm-hmm. is that she's living in a world with, like, social media, and she kind of has to grow up faster than most people.
Well, and I feel like Kylie is definitely growing up in a very, that was a good transition. Like, I feel like she's growing up in a very different world that even Kim did. And she's so involved in her phone and with her friends online. And she, like the other ones, are very active on Instagram mm-hmm. and other social media and like Snapchat. And they're doing all of these things. And we see in this episode, she's constantly on her phone, just, you know, in it and not present. And I feel like that's the case with a lot of us and a lot of mm-hmm. teenagers and a lot of people in this generation, that we're just so in our phones, and it makes it harder, I guess, when you're famous and
zombies. We just always are looking down.
It's kind of crazy. I heard Chris was in the car talking to her on the way to their little trip they were taking, and she said something in regards to, you should have started tweeting a year ago. I told you to get in and start doing your fashion. So the way they integrate it with business and with business opportunities, yes, they're always using social media, but that's a huge... The
it's
fact that they could build their own business or their own platform off of that shows the good parts of it, too. Because a lot of people say, like, even me, I'm guilty of at dinner with friends or family, I'll open up my phone, check an email, shoot a text, whatever
it
is.
Let's take a picture, guys.
Yeah, like, all the time. But I guess there is a good side, too, to that.
Yeah. I mean, that's smart, though, that Chris was thinking, you know, if we start now, then maybe we can build your brand and a year later. Because she was like, you know, if we had started this before, the opportunities like this Pretty Little mm-hmm. Liars one would be coming around more often.
Yeah.
But I guess... when your mom tells you to do something, you just don't really want to do it in general.
True.
I feel like.
Very true.
Yeah. So Kylie and Chris take this road trip. They hadn't been talking. When Kylie is with Bruce and she says she hadn't been talking to Chris in a couple of weeks, and they live in the same house, that's kind of a big deal.
That's a huge
deal. 2 weeks is a long time. And I get they're busy and they're doing different things, but... I mean, 2 weeks to go without speaking to your mom, I can't even imagine.
This is not, like, the first time that Kylie's kind of done this. Do you remember last season, or was it maybe two seasons ago, when they were supposed to go rock climbing or something like that, and Kylie came and then left with her friend?
Yeah, I do remember that.
They're always doing, like, random, like, enthusiast sports. Like, they went and did... unplugged my mic there. I was like, hello? They went and did the go-kart racing or whatever. I felt like that was so set up. Like, when would Chris, Scott, and Chloe, like, ever decide to just, like,
never
get together?
Never. And Scott was like, I thought this was Kylie's idea. What is this? And those are things that I think definitely are set up by the show just to get them together.
And I feel like if Kylie is skipping out on family time, I don't feel like she would just naturally go to Bruce's.
No.
To sit on her phone.
Did you see who else came with her to Bruce's house, though?
Who was it?
Her lips.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, I don't think it was the two of them.
The biggest question mark, you guys tell me, what in the hell is going on?
They say it's the liner, but it's lip injections for sure.
A couple weeks ago, we were being facetious and arguing about it with Stefan, but it's definitely a mixture of both.
Even when they were in... with MJ at lunch or whatever, and she comes out on the balcony and she gives her like a little kiss. I was like, okay.
The permanent duck face. The whole family, even Chloe was doing a confessional and she was like, oh, I'm a Luca. And I'm like, permanent duck face? Like, it looks good once in a while for a selfie, but like all the time?
Yeah. They were very obvious.
It was a guest role this whole episode.
Yeah. Well, they're constantly saying, it's just like this lip liner trick we do where you line the outside and then you fill it in with the lip color, which does make them appear larger.
But wouldn't you look at someone and be like, your lip is half to your nose?
You definitely got injections. Like, just admit it.
But it's weird because sometimes they look like... not, and
I feel
then
like
sometimes
they always
do.
Look like that, you know, especially if you do follow her on Instagram.
The question about these lips, I just don't know. I'll never know.
They were definitely there and ready to play this episode. What was happening? So Chris gets this like great idea to force her into family bonding time with her.
A great idea.
And this like road trip, which is not my idea of a road trip. They're being driven there.
Yeah.
And they're both on their phones, and she's just talking. I did get when Kylie said, my mom only just wants to talk about work and I want to talk about other things. Like, I get that. That makes,
a hard line for them, I think. And it's, I feel like every kid has experienced that with Chris is, when is she my mom? When is she my manager?
Yeah.
And even Chloe's like, maybe I should not have you as a manager so you can just be my mom all the time.
Well, and I mean, it is confusing when your family is your work. Like, you're famous because of your family. You know? And so... you guys just got to adjust to that.
Yeah.
What I thought was crazy is that she actually gave Kylie her own room.
Yeah.
That's just like nuts.
That was so sad. So she was like, I'm so excited we can be in our PJs and put a movie on and you know, at least just that defeats the whole purpose for her to get her own room.
However... Chris knocks out.
Who takes a sleeping pill in the middle of the day?
First of all, is MJ really a drug dealer? I think she has another operation going on.
What is going down there?
Yeah, that was interesting. Well, and Chris didn't even know what it was. She was like,
What did you give me? Yeah. Who takes something without asking, what is this and what is it going to do?
Yeah.
What did you give me?
Yeah,
say it on TV.
Yeah. Well, to be fair... Chris is a busy girl. Like, she's going to be tired. And it was just a quick little cat nap. And then she was ready to party, right?
Yeah. Did you see her wake up face when the dog woke her up? She was the shot. I mean, I know that nervous wake up, and it ain't good.
When you feel like it's like 8 years later and you don't know where you are. Yeah, I experienced that like on the daily.
Me too.
That's hilarious. But I really did feel bad for Chris. Like, I think that she was
trying
to make an effort with Kylie. But it wasn't until MJ was like, oh, so you mean she's acting just like you did when you were 17. I mean, I get that, you know, she is going through those growing pains of being a teenager. And I'm sure being in that family isn't always the easiest thing.
Right.
And especially growing up in that environment and growing up with, you know, like the social media thing, and you're so popular and everything you post is so...
Talked about and examined.
Exactly. So, I mean, I can't even imagine being in that situation. But she is just like, I just don't want her to be a brat. Like, I
got some strong brat vibes from her tonight.
Yeah. I think out of them all, she's the brattiest.
Yeah.
She comes across
it seems,
me.
Yeah.
To me, it's just like no energy. Positive or, I mean, I feel like it's just a lot of buzzkill.
She's always just like, yeah.
She just wants to do her own thing.
I don't know.
Just a little bit more energy in the words, I feel, once in a while. Although I have to say this, with her mother, if Chris wants to really do it, I feel like it needs to happen. It's something that needs to happen organically. Like, to force such a thing, that ruins it in the first part, you know?
Yeah. Well, I did understand with the whole room thing, Chris was like, I can't push back.
Right.
I've learned that she'll run away if I don't just, you know, give her her space. But, I mean, the whole trip is kind of forced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And at that point, you might as well just keep her in the same room as you.
Right. After all that.
After all that work.
And here's my thing. After wrapping up this specific plot line, this is one huge thing that annoys me in the show is at the end, they have to wrap everything up with a bow. And she's like, yeah, I guess I don't spend a lot of time with my mom. And it really is not. And like them walking on the boardwalk and making up. I feel like that's just so forced.
Yeah.
When in life, you know, how convenient would it be if everything that ever, any drama that happens in your life just wraps itself up
with
in
cotton candy.
Cotton candy perfect ending. It's like sometimes I need, you know, maybe
I feel
like
it was
like
real
that.
For Chris because you could tell she was crying, but for sure Kylie was just
lazy
you know.
And like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. What color am I going to do my hair next?
Yeah, and I really feel like MJ didn't help that much. Like
she was forcing it at the end.
When they were in that store, she was just like, "Oh, so are you going to move out?" And Chris is like, "Why are you bringing that up?"
Yeah.
Like it wasn't helping the situation.
Also,
at all.
I moved out when I was 16.
Yeah, you know how old I was. I was younger than you, which means you should do
Hurry
it right
up.
Now.
I don't know if she didn't catch on to what was happening, or she was unaware. Because then when she sat down for breakfast when they were eating at the hotel, it seemed like she was a lot more forceful. She was like,
yeah,
"Will you go? Yes, you will." You know, and like when your grandma's gonna say that, you're gonna
but
listen.
But that was good. Yeah. Well, and it was interesting that Chris was what she said that when she was 17, she met Robert Kardashian.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so she
yeah.
was kind of like putting it into perspective there, like, wow, like Kylie's not as young as she once was, you know what I mean?
And Kylie's an old 17. I think, you know,
she
it's not even
like
she's your
47.
Average. I said that at the beginning of the I'm like, she's not 17, and she is.
I definitely didn't look
so
like that when I was 17.
So if Chris met Robert at 17, is Tyga the one?
I don't know.
Did you notice the little doggy had a shirt that said I love my daddy?
No. Oh, really?
So Norman, who's daddy?
Norman was wearing the...
Who's Norman's daddy?
I didn't notice that. I'm
I didn't
very
notice
observant,
that either.
Franny.
But I do want that dog. On
I know.
Side.
It was so cute.
Such a cute dog.
And, and the hotel gave it its own little bed and toys.
That was really cute. Well, I'm glad that she's actually paying attention to the dog because when Kendall got a dog like last
that
season
was
or whatever,
horrible.
They got rid of it like 2 weeks later because it like pooped all over the floor or whatever.
Because they didn't even pay any. They just put it in the washroom and
yeah. So
oh, I forgot. Now I remember. Yeah. And it literally. Oh,
literally
that house.
Literally, literally
so
a shitty
dog,
situation.
That dog, I think his name was Blue or something.
Yeah.
Didn't last very long.
No.
I feel like didn't they keep him? But maybe Robert or Rob, I mean, or someone.
I don't
remember.
I'm not sure if Robert has a dog.
Sometimes
right now.
I see dogs pop up in their Instagrams, and I'm like, is this your dog?
Yeah,
like, is it
props.
Friends?
Props.
Yeah,
props.
If this is part of the prop department,
whatever
I don't
they want
know.
One. Yeah. I don't know. So, any other thoughts about Chris and Kylie? It was, you know,
I just
feel
hope
like
she's,
it's natural
yeah.
tension
it
between a teenager and their mom. And especially when she's the youngest, it makes it a little more. Difficult
yeah,
to let
I
go.
Agree. I think Kylie, in general, just overall what we were speaking about, you know, she's the youngest, social media, you know, she's kind of hanging out with someone older.
And, I mean, she's just kind of bratty. Like,
right.
to be quite frank about it.
But
like,
I do have to say, I'm on the same page as you, but in retrospect, to see all the social media, how popular she is, she's only 17. She is a good kid in the you know, we see a lot of people in the media do a lot of bad things, and I can't really say I've know
she's
or heard
good,
of any crazy, rude things that she's done. So I guess you take the little for what it is.
I can't blame her for how she is. Like, it's really just an outcome of her environment, it seems like to me. But
yeah, I would agree.
What can you do?
Nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
Speaking of nature.
Chloe Bonica.
yeah, so let's talk about Kelly and Malika and French, kind of. I was a little,
so awkward.
Like, first of all, it just kind of, like, came out of nowhere that Malika... So Malika feels like she is always put in the middle of Chloe's relationships. Didn't really seem like it mattered who it was with. But right. at the same time, like, she's seen Chloe go through so many failed marriages mm-hmm. and relationships and whatever, that as a friend, she's just protective. But Chloe had her, like, returning French's stuff.
So awkward.
And, like, it just, it really does put her in the middle. I get that. Like, I understand her frustration and yeah. her being frustrated with Chloe because she breaks up with him, but then they, like, hang out all the time. And then he's still around. And
right. Don't ask me to deliver your ex something if next weekend you're going to go to dinner with the dude.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, why did you just take it when you went
yeah.
to dinner?
Yeah, if it's not awkward between you two, then what am I even doing?
Right.
Like, helping you out. That makes sense. But, like, yeah. but then I do think it was, like...
An extra
Chloe,
level
Chloe
that she...
was like, why are you so bothered by this? Like, it's my life, blah, blah, blah. And I get that, too. So, like, yeah. I 100% get both sides of this argument, which is why I feel like it was... kind
weird.
Of unnecessary.
Yeah.
And I feel like it also was not really ever resolved because it wasn't even anything in the first place.
Correct. No.
So it is just a little confusing. But so they go, they're like both single and they decide to go to Vegas. Well, Chloe like gets the private jet for everyone. They're like, to Chloe, like, thanks for paying for everything.
From a legal sister and like extras. For- like, who are the other people? Never seen them in my whole life.
Who was the girl sitting next to Chloe at the restaurant? She looked like she was 13.
I have no idea. They were just
and French
extras.
At the table. Yeah, they
oh,
were at
so
the- French at the table next to them. Real- oh, easy for camera angles, I think. Sorry, I'm
that
bitter
was like
tonight.
Definitely set up somehow.
Seems
and then,
good.
But how rude was that? Rude, I'm using that loosely, to throw Malika under the bus to French, hey, Chloe, to French, like, hey, Malika doesn't like that
Malika
you're,
doesn't
like,
want you sitting
why
here.
Why would you say
yeah.
that?
Well, then he pulls
then
Malika
yeah, exactly.
aside, and that's exactly what she didn't want in the first place, mm-hmm. and that just really...
That
just
would make me mad, too, because then it seems like your friend is not... It seems like they're taking their side or it feels weird.
It was just awkward.
This episode like really like made French look bad to me. It like seemed like he was like a clinger and he was like, you know, that's my heart. Like,
yeah,
blah, blah,
that's
blah.
My
like,
heart.
That was like kind of creepy.
That's like desperate stuff.
Yeah.
I feel.
It's like, I felt like he was really desperate for Chloe and I don't know. It was just really weird to me.
I don't even know why.
It seems like he's just like clinging around for no reason.
Why did they, maybe I just missed it. I don't know. Why did they actually break up? Was there like something that happened? Or they just, for me, I just feel like they just stopped.
Yeah. Well, I think she just said that she broke up with him. Maybe she just wasn't feeling it or maybe he wasn't like the right one or whatever. And I mean, like, he's not that great, like as a person. Can't really understand what he says.
Seems pretty blah. Seems
yeah.
pretty blah.
I
don't know.
I mean, and nothing great. So maybe it just didn't work out. But I also, in like, it was like last week, it said like her divorce papers with Lamar like haven't been finalized or something. Mm-hmm. Or like, as like, Khloe Kardashian might have to end up staying married to Lamar or something. I don't know exactly what yeah. it was. And it was like TMZ, so I don't know how reliable it is. Mm-hmm. But I don't, like, I was thinking, I was like, oh, maybe that's like why she like isn't having public relationships right now if she's like still married. I don't know. That's all speculation.
I mean, it's understandable. I could see that. I could see
or
that.
Or maybe she just doesn't like the guy. Maybe they enjoy like partying together, whatever. Like, I get that. And when you're in Vegas and he's having a party at a strip club, like, why not? Like, let's go, right?
I talk
her, like, maybe. but Malika was like not down.
Malika was too serious. Listen, I understand you're protecting Chloe, but at the end of the day, it's like, if your friend wants to do that, they're going to do that. It's not like she's marrying the guy right here and now. You don't have to be ruin your night, ruin the day.
It's
right.
a strip.
Be all
you're going
pissy
to a
about
strip club.
It.
It's not like he
deal with it at home and yeah. say, Chloe, why? That's weird. Don't do that again. If you're, you know, but don't be laying in the bed and being like, oh, like, I'm not saying if you go, but if you do go, if we do
know,
see
I'm
him,
not
it was
go.
Just
come on,
awkward, just really weird. Yeah. I think she was mad at the fact that Chloe made her drop off the things and then whatever, and that should have been it.
Yeah,
like that's why she was mad. Instead it flipped, and they always kind of have that weird like friend relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, even what did she made a comment on the couch and Chloe said something. It sounded like they were like...
Yeah, she was like, we can play together with
yeah.
other people.
And
yeah.
obviously I'm not implying that there's anything there and I highly yeah. doubt it, but I think if you've been with a friend for a really, really long time, you kind of have that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
They're
but just, it was
just really
like,
close.
Yeah, but it was just like, if you're mad at that, be mad at that. It's eventually, we're going to have our separate lives, family lives. Like, you can't be a part of everything.
And she can't be, like, in control of everything
yeah.
in Chloe's
no.
life and then be mad when Khloé doesn't act like how she wants her to.
Yeah. And I think she realized that at the end. Because nothing else did change except for her realizing, I'm a little crazy in this situation. Let me back off a bit.
Well, and she, during the episode, she Instagrammed a picture of her in French. And French is like in the background with like a stack of, you guys should go to, it's Forever Malika's Instagram. She just did this like 2 hours ago. It's French in the background with a stack of money on his shoulder. And she's like in the front and they're like on a plane or something.
So that's signifying that like they're cool.
And her caption is like, I love you, Frenchie. Like blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, we've had our like talks, but it's all love and I love you. And
that's
blah, blah,
actually,
blah.
That brings up to a good point of, so I do often wonder what things, so because obviously French isn't there while she's doing and saying all the other things that is now about to go public, do you think there's a time when she would approach French or anyone in the show would approach someone else and be like, listen, this episode's gonna, like, you're gonna see some things that I have done or said about you, and like, I don't feel that way anymore.
Yeah, I feel like that's with TV in general, like,
yeah.
And even when Khloé, I thought this was so funny, when they were having, doing like the wine tasting or whatever, and Khloé was like, she was like, well, you have people in your life that I don't, like, necessarily love. And she was like, I don't like that you hang out with Caitlyn. And, like,
is Caitlyn a real person or is it an example?
I was like, Caitlyn's really sitting at home like, what? Like, what did I do?
I was thinking the same thing.
I was wondering if it was just an example name or if they're, oh, God forbid, she has a friend named Caitlyn by accident. Then it really seems to question
it. It seemed pretty personal.
Yeah.
Caitlyn, I feel like, is a random name to choose.
It's probably one of the random people on that plane.
Probably an extra.
I want to know who it is for sure. That's so funny.
Just go on Instagram and start clicking and clicking and clicking.
Go through followers.
We'll get to the bottom of it eventually. That's so funny. But yeah, so I get like Malika being protective, blah, blah, blah. And I also get Khloé being like, why are you all up in my business all the time?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's it. It was just kind of...
It was just weird.
It was weird. And then they hike up to this hot spring.
That smelly ass hot
spring. But they sat down and talked in next to
okay, again, moment here.
Making noises. Like, was that real? Or was that
I think that was fake. It was a
Yeah, it was like bloop, bloop.
I thought that was fake.
Something that happens? Like, that was very
I always wanted to go to hot spring, but then I saw that and I said no.
I promise you.
It's not like
there's prettier ones. I've seen pictures.
Oh. They, like, the people in the TV crew, like, definitely had to know that that's what they were getting into. They wouldn't just hike up there without checking
it
out.
Yeah, absolutely not. That's true.
Gross.
And Khloé just kind of, like, left Malika in the dust, though. Like, if this is supposed to be a bonding experience, like, don't hike up a mile in front of her. She's obviously having a hard time breathing.
did Khloé start being Courtney in the moment?
Dude, that was so funny.
That was hilarious and weird at the same time.
I'm pregnant.
That was hilarious. She was like, I can't walk in mud. I'm pregnant. She's like, Courtney, are you pregnant again? That's obviously a running inside joke between them.
Probably.
So that was hilarious.
Cause yeah.
Courtney can just get pregnant at the tip of a hat or whatever.
Seriously.
When she sneezes. That's what I say.
I was just going to say.
Kim is her doctor. She is just so concerned about getting pregnant, but the surgery went well, and the doctor's like, yeah, you'll be able to have a kid. Like, stop asking me.
I could understand. I've heard the question so many times, and I'm like, that poor guy, I gotta deal with it in person. Oh, no.
I know. She asks, he's like, the surgery went well, like, blah, 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 like, shows the pictures, and then she asks again, and he's like, yes. Like, from what I can tell, I think you'll be able to get pregnant.
I like that he said, you did good. And she goes, thank you.
Yeah. Like, thank you.
You were out. You did not know. You did not help that surgeon at all.
She really will take any and all credit that she can get for anything.
Thank you.
That's dang.
Hilarious. Yeah. I have a question, though. Who wouldn't want to ride a pony, Malika?
Right.
She was being bitter Betty. That's why she didn't want
to
ride a pony.
The whole point of this trip is to, like, talk things out and to get past
and
this like
ponies.
Awkward yeah and to ride ponies and to get past this like awkward phase whatever it is that they're going through. So first of all, probably shouldn't rent a convertible where you can't talk at all. Like that kind of
that's fun for like 15 minutes until you're like, I'm cold, I don't want to be in a convertible, like, and it's very loud.
Well, that kind of defeats the purpose of taking this road trip that's supposed to be kind of like Chris and Kylie, you know, taking a road trip to Bond or whatever. But, you know, if you have the top down and, like, listen to music and Khloé's, like, screaming and stuff, you're not going to have that heart-to-heart. And then they, like, get distracted by the ponies. Again, not a blessed time for heart-to-heart. And so I think Malika's just kind of like, okay, what are we really here for?
Right.
We need to get down.
She said, I thought you had this plan.
Yeah. You kind of have to, like, when you're doing an awkward confrontation like that, I feel like you've just got to talk about it, and get then you can have the, a great yeah. rest of the trip. Like, why save it until the end?
Don't, yeah.
You end up learn from experience. Don't save it till you get home, and then a week later discuss it either. Like, you have to get it out before the trip.
Just do it. Yeah, and that's the whole point of the trip anyway. Like, why don't we talk on the way up there? Let's put the roof up. We'll get this out, and then we can go ride ponies. Like, that sounds like a great day.
And then get over it and be fine.
That sounds like a magical day. And then we, like, ride off into the sunset on our ponies.
And get some wine at the end. It's perfect.
Yeah, it is perfect. Yeah. And then they would have avoided the whole hot spring situation, I feel like.
Totes.
Yeah.
I want to try hot spring still. And if it's like that, I'm going to blame
you. No, it's not. I promise
Just
you.
Just don't go to that one.
Yeah, where
Make sure
it?
You Yelp it.
Yeah. Can you do that?
I bet you.
I bet they do.
I Somewhere. Bet you.
Everything's on Yelp. People are very opinionated.
True.
All right, let's get into some news and gossip.
Yeah.
All right.
Got a little British there for a second.
I love British.
News and gossip.
News and gossip. Let's do it all in the British accent.
Yeah. You're way better at it than I am. I can only do Southern, apparently.
Just do it.
Y'all.
No.
I do it all the time when I'm talking.
I True. Say y'all. Yeah, I drop I a y'all in there.
All right, let's talk about Kardashians for a moment. What do you guys have?
So, one Kardashian slash Jenner that wasn't in the episode was all over news about Coachella this weekend.
I know. Yeah.
Miss Kendall.
Well, she's there with Kylie. She's and Kylie's, like, long blue wig.
Cotton candy-ish blue wig.
I kind of dig it. I really dig it, actually. But
it's fun for Coachella.
One Kendall Exhibit A. Mm-hmm. Her picture with Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Wait, so I didn't he posted see it. That. Oh, maybe
he
I didn't
was,
see
like,
it.
He was, like, all on her, Let just fueling the rumors.
It looked like he was, like, adjusting her little bikini bottom.
Justin posted it, you're saying?
Yeah, Justin posted it.
Just the Biebs did.
So they're definitely, like, and they've always spent time together, and they're, like, denying being in a relationship or whatever. They've definitely hooked up. Like, I have
a
feeling. Oh,
they definitely hooked up, I feel. What is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry we don't have it to show you guys, but...
you can see.
Yeah, if you can zoom in.
Yeah, they're very touchy-touchy. And she was at the roast for him or whatever, and she got... They made...
She definitely got time.
Yeah, and they Screen made time. Jokes
They
about
made
her.
Jokes about her,
And every
yeah.
time there was, like, a really harsh joke about him, they would cut to her. So it, like, definitely seemed...
I totally forgot about that, because I watched that and I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Selena obviously wasn't there, but I feel like they were supposed to be friends, but they're not anymore.
Yeah, well, when I was looking at the comments, because those are always fun to read, they were like, no wonder Selena doesn't hang out with those beeps anymore.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But then Exhibit B with Kylie at Coachella is that Tyler, the creator, called her out, but he was, he
Kendall
was playing.
Kylie.
Kendall. He was playing. I guess Kendall was watching his set. And in the VIP section, and he was saying how the VIP section was just sitting there boring. And then he's like, yeah, you, Kendall, beep you. Oops. Kind of almost showed that right there.
That's hilarious.
And, like, called her out. But they were just joking. She flipped him off and then did a little heart. And then Tyler today tweeted, I can't believe people think that I don't like Kendall Jenner.
Well, that's just his personality,
right.
though.
That's
like,
just
he's
freaking
nutty. Yeah, he just says whatever he wants in the moment.
But when I saw the clip before I, like, kind of got all the backstory, I was like...
Didn't seem aggressive?
Oh, my God!
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I love that, though. But I like Kendall, though. Like, I feel like, as opposed to Kylie, like, she has some life. She's a personality.
She's positive. Yeah, she has some sort of energy.
She posted a video of her, like...
In the car?
In the car dancing to a little Ariana Grande. And I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, the only other thing I have is, well, the stuff about Khloé, the divorce not being finalized. Mm. I'm not sure of the details of that, and also if that's just speculation, I'm assuming. I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, so you said you did hear it from TMZ?
Yeah, so it was like on TMZ and a few
That's
other,
kind of legit.
They usually, like,
I have to say, TMZ is usually pretty.
Yeah, it was. I saw it on Twitter on TMZ, and it was like, Khloé might have to stay married till Lamar, something about the paperwork. I'm not sure. Again, that's speculation. If you guys out there know the details of that, please comment. Let us know if we know the status of that, because we really haven't heard much about it anyway. And so I'm curious to know, like, how that, curious like everyone else is in the world, about how that affects her relationships.
Are you guys excited for the Bruce Jenner interview?
Oh, my God,
that's
yes.
coming up?
So,
what is it, this Friday?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's the 20...
Oh, so no.
So in a couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
I can't remember. So they released that 15-second
video.
Trailer.
Which said nothing.
Said absolutely nothing.
No.
But so I tweeted you guys that article with the thing, and it was on E!
Uh-huh.
But, like, it didn't even, like in the copy of the article, it didn't say anything about like addressing like speculation of a sex change, like blah, blah. It didn't say anything about that. It was just like, we're going to talk about the future, ask him a bunch of like a bunch of different topics.
I don't know. Somebody said it was 2 hours long, the interview. What in God's name does Bruce have to talk about for 2 hours?
Well, I mean, he does know the Kardashians.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, if it's focused on him, I mean, I don't know. He used to be like a huge, you know, star in his own right. So
apparently the Jenner family is like Brody.
Are they on there too?
Apparently they're going to be in there, but not Kendall and Kylie and Chris. Apparently they don't make an appearance.
So weird.
So I don't know. Like, again, we talked about this week after week. I am not going to say anything. If he comes out on that thing and says, this is what I'm doing, I'm happy, blah, 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 great. I am couldn't be happier for him. But I am not, I like just can't believe it yet.
Me neither. I really can't believe it yet. And also they did the teaser and they shot it in a way that we didn't see his face. They were as if we've never seen his face before. So then I'm like, what are they trying to make us think that he's going to like reveal some new, which
but
I don't think
that's
the case.
We've seen him in like paparazzi pictures and we've seen him like he hasn't done anything that we don't know about, I feel like. But maybe he has. I don't
know. I feel
know.
Like it's just a huge
I do too. I think publicity thing. I do not think it's happening. I don't. I'll be the first to say it, or maybe not.
I know, right? If he is, I was just kidding. If I'm right,
not,
I
then,
told you guys.
Then, yeah, you heard it here first.
I also read this other article the other day. It was pretty funny about there's some places in Hollywood that are not allowing, that have the signs that say
no Kardashian
parking. No parking for Kardashians or whatever.
Some street artist
is
doing
artist,
it, right?
It's an artist, I just blanked
so
on the word.
So is he doing it? It's like, it's street art, and he says he's just doing it around
he's
the city.
He's posting it around.
I didn't know if it was like business related, and they were like, we don't want them coming in here or whatever. No. I was like, that's illegal, I think. That's like discrimination.
That's some sort of discrimination.
It's gotta be.
I forgot about that. That's funny.
I wonder if we're going to see... It's in L.A., right, that they're doing it?
So
I wonder if we'll see
it
one.
It said it was around Hollywood for
One right outside the Dash store.
Really? Are you serious? Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
I got to go see that. I want to go take a picture with like Dash in the background and the sign. Is it on the sidewalk?
They must take it out. They must have people removing it if it's near the store.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I would think they would find the humor in it and leave it anyways. If artists... You know, you have to get permits and stuff for artists to do that kind of stuff. So, probably.
Well, in LA in general, there's street art everywhere. They have like they have positive ones that are like, you're beautiful or whatever. And then they have other ones that are like, don't make stupid people famous. We see that one a lot.
I think that's the guy who did
that.
It's the same artist, I believe.
He's really passionate about that. Yeah. About not making stupid people.
Guy has a cause and he is working for it.
He really does. I want to go find one. I want to go to the Dash store one.
If we get one, we will tweet it out. So follow us on all.
All right, let's talk about some predictions. If we have any.
I'm not a penguin.
I feel like I had some other gossip, but on the way here, I could not remember it. Oh, well.
Oh, well, we can just talk about it right now, even though we're in predictions. But Kim and Chloe have been in Armenia.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's what I was going to talk about.
What are you going to say?
Sorry.
Ooh, passionate about this.
I remember. So... Kanye is also in Armenia with them and decided, I'm going to give a free concert and jump in this pond or whatever so he could be closer to the fans. And then everyone else was like jumping in this like body of water. But I don't know. I just thought it was weird.
Wasn't the hot spring, was it?
No.
Wish it was.
I just thought it was funny that Kanye decided to give a free performance in Armenia.
Oh, make it about him?
Yeah.
You're surprised about that?
No. Not surprised about that, Kanye.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they've been doing some pretty cool stuff. They, like, met with, like, the leaders of the country.
Yeah, I saw that picture of them, like, at some big table.
Some big table. It was, like, an awkward amount of space between them. Like, they would have to yell across the table, it's nice to meet you! That's hilarious. But... So, on the topic of hair, because, you know, it wouldn't be an after show unless I brought up Kim and anyone's hair color.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But so, Kim changed her hair color back to black because she was going to Armenia, and Chloe is, like, full-on blonde now. So, they, like, went
She was kind of blonde in the interviews, right?
Yeah, she was getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like her blonde. It looks more natural, obviously, than Kim's did.
Yeah.
But, okay, you guys want to talk about predictions for real, since we're in predictions?
Yeah. The only thing I can think of right now is they go to New York to watch the theft that's happening in Dash, right? That's what we saw her and
so how can they plan that out, that, like, like someone's going to try to steal something?
I think it's
like,
happening that often.
That they can just go in
and or they're recording all day and then they put them in the van to watch the footage that like producers see the stealing and they act as if it's happening immediately.
I bet that's what it is, because like what's the like, you know,
right,
I
mean, are they about to spend 8 hours sitting there? I don't see Kim doing that.
No, so I bet they like did have the footage, now they're just like going back and watching it. But yeah, that's crazy though that it's crazy. Like happening that often. And
wait, so was there New York?
It looked like their New York storefront.
Yeah, that didn't look like the LA one, but maybe
I wasn't even paying attention to the.
Well, and Jonathan's there, and I'm pretty sure that he lives
that's who
in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Can't wait to see him again. It's very exciting.
Woo!
Seriously? Or okay, I was like, really?
Sorry, Adam.
Driest dude ever. I don't know what's
up. Mature, I feel like. But anyway.
That's negative. I don't mean to be negative, but it's true. So.
That's how I feel. You're entitled to your opinion.
Go
with that. I'm going to
say it.
Got one. All right. Well, that about does it. Do we have any other additions to make here?
That's all.
Where can we find you on social media, since we talked about it so much?
You guys can find me at Nicholas Grava on Twitter and Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. And, of course, all of us at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll be back next week.
See ya.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Unnecessary roughness!